You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thank you for watching another episode of This Up There Podcast with your boy Big Loon. Big Loon, I am your active and attractive host for another episode of the fastest growing podcast in the world, ranked number 36 amongst all podcasts. I can't let that go without being said, because they may misunderstand our influence in the very early stages of this thing. And I think it's important to separate the men from the mice, separate the Crips from the Bloods, you know, separate this thing so we can understand how to approach and treat each other, right? So when you're listening to me, you lend me your ear from that perspective. Understand why I stand with these people. Understand what it is that they get from me. I appreciate everybody that's tuned in. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast and you want to tap in with the video version, you head over to This Up There Podcast on FOGF4TV on YouTube, and you'll find the video there. If you're looking at the video and sometimes you want to tap in just with the audio side and just do what it is you do, you put in This Up There Podcast anywhere you get podcasts, and we should pop up. A lot to talk about in the culture. It's my birthday. A lot of things going on today. It's not my birthday. It's tomorrow. But nonetheless, it's important that I celebrate that and I embrace, you know, another year on this thing, another time around the sun. So with that being said, a lot to talk about today, man. Of course, you know, I don't got no notes, and I'm starting to get emails and conversations with some of the elites where I know they pulling from me, right? But, and that's fine, this game is the game. They pulling from me, but with them pulling from me, what it does for me is it gives me a different kind of boost, another kind of confidence, right? Not that you doubt yourself, but there's these weird invisible walls when you really don't know, right? And for some strange reason, when somebody that's already sat in that chair get up and say, hey, that chair, you know, sudden, they give you the game, or they just tag you in the game. You know, it's definitely important to grab something from that. Now, what I grab from it is, it's power in me operating with no notes. It's power with me being able to just sit down and go like this. You know, I always knew that, right? And one or two things can happen. They can incorporate notes, and then the show might be sound a little different, where you don't kind of get to get into my cadence and bounce and roll with me as I conversate with you, you know, throughout this journey, man. And so that's another switch that I'm already equipping myself with, is going to be how to navigate in a more structured environment, but still give those tidbits of information and some of that people love to see and come to me for, man. So that's important. You know, it's important that I just pay attention. And any podcaster watching me and pulling game from me, just make sure you're paying attention to what's going on. Right? Sometimes you don't even know your own influence. You know, I see podcasters, I see big dudes taking my topics, taking my talking points. These are things that's unique to me that's not even going on in the game. This is a totally different lane, right, that I'm wiggling around in trying to figure out, right? It's on a very low scale, but when you bite the apple, you now is a fan of the fruit. You see what I'm saying? So every single person, not every single, but a high majority of the people, if I'm on a topic that they understand and like, and they happen to see that video, they tend to say, I'm rocking with that. You see what I'm saying? So it lends me a certain luxury. My conversion literally is like 68%. I'm watching it. That shit is crazy. My conversion is 68% in regards to when someone see a video, they subscribe or become a fan of the situation. So just shout out to everybody that's holding me down, man, and support me, man. And really, really, man, I be getting cash apps and certain things. I'm like, yo, they really support me out there. These folk really rocking with this thing, man. So, but let's get into the show, man. Let's see what we want to talk about first. First thing I want to talk about today, man, is the Ace Hood situation. You know, Ace Hood came out and said some things on Father's Day as it is rough for men, but it's rough for women. It's a rough situation. All parties involved are in distress when a baby's involved with two adults that no longer have the love interest there. There's an obstacle there. There's opportunity there, right? So it's important always to examine these things with that lens, man. And so for me, right, I would hope, man, and sometimes I'm impulsive, so I may grab that phone, but we want to try to keep those things off the net, seeing that only thing that does is either weaponize your audience or it puts someone in a situation to feel like they need to defend themselves, right? As I see it unfold, and I've been a part of public slander, right? Truth and lies have been said amongst people that interpret lies is truth and truth is lies, and it's an unfortunate situation to battle against a lie on either side. What with that being from Ace Hood, whether that being from any male or any female, when somebody lying on you out there and they saying things that just happen to be opposite of what we know to be the facts, and then they got an audacity to got people to co-sign it. It's unfortunate that I got to come out and tell you to trust your eyes. It's unfortunate I got to come out and tell you to trust your eyes. Man, what we doing? I live my life in front of this thing. Right? I'm consistent with being in front of the people. The people get to see what it's like to be me, what it's like to be up under me, what it feel like to be in a room with me, right? They hear my voice. They know my style. Are there things that they don't know? Of course. We all share that secret, right? We all share them circumstances where there's things that the public don't know. Number one, I don't got time to tell my life story to the public as I'm hustling. I got a last name to live for. I got folks depending on this hustle that I talk about. I walk around and I got this and that going on and I'm juggling. And these folk depend on me to cash in what I'm talking about. I'm the head, not the tail. It's zero tolerance on misunderstanding, man, the truth. It's zero tolerance on that. I got to tell folk to trust their eyes. You understand what I'm saying? But Ace Hood came out, man, and said something to the mother of his child. Let's see what he said. And you know, like I said, we coming in hot today. Let's see what he said, though.
Share too much. I really handle things in my personal space like I normally do. But today, I do not have my kids. And the reason I do not have my children today is because the mother of my children wants her story to be right, which means her story in her mind is that I am not a good father. My children don't want to spend time with me. It's that also I don't support the kids. Also, I'm never there for the children. So that's her story in her mind, and she wants to tear me down also as a person. And I analyze all of this, and I'm thinking all of this is because of money. All of her actions and all of this is because of money. It's because she see me furthering myself in my life, in my career, doing some other things. Yes, she gets paid child support. Yes, we have court-ordered agreements. You know, she would rather destroy the relationship that I have with my children, you know, to prove herself right, to prove her story right. And that's saddening, man. It's really saddening to me. And I think that this message, you know, this message overall, man, is just for all the fathers, man, who feel unappreciated in their dynamic. You know what I'm saying? Who's just stepped up to the plate and doing the very best that they can. You know, I didn't have a father. I didn't grow up with my father at all. So, you know, I had to learn how to be a father. But one thing I do know is that I will fight for my children, like I've always fought for my children. And I will not allow somebody to tear our relationship apart. So this will get handled in court, but for sure, 1,000%. But to the fathers, man, just keep your head up. Just keep your head up with this, you know. And I just wanted to bring some awareness, because I normally don't speak about stuff like this, but today it's about taking your power back also, too. You know what I'm saying? And not allowing people to restrict you. Restrict you and make you feel unworthy as a parent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's time for all of that to be over. You dig what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, y'all be blessed. Y'all be good. I just wanted to share that information, you know, with the fathers. Anybody who feel like they're going through a similar circumstance as I am, where they don't get the opportunity to see their kids, and they just feel like, you know, that parent is turning their kids against them. You know, them kids will grow up. It's one thing that I do understand. And for me, I'm going to continue to just lead by example, which means take accountability for how I show up in all of this. And yeah, man, do the work and all will be well. You know,
that man.
So we just heard Ace Hood, right? Number one, I got to definitely say one thing, right? So far in my life, you know, I got to say this. My baby mamas don't put me in a situation where my kids are kept from me at this point. At this point, so we got to give it up, right? Now, it's unfortunate that some people use that as like a crutch. You know, it's like something that they're going to use against the male is you won't see the kids. And I heard somebody say, Joe Budden, I think, said, That only hurts the guy that actually want to see the kid, right? It's like saying to me, hey, you don't get to drink beer anymore. Man, that didn't do nothing. That don't mean nothing because I don't drink it now. So whatever you doing means nothing to me. And so I think, man, it's unfortunate to feel unworthy if you trying, right? And I can talk from this space. But everybody's watching me right now, and I don't even really want to go down through there and then it be perceived as, you know, I'm talking about anybody or that, you know, that I have children with. Because, again, mine's always with me. They come over. They got everything they want. They good. You know, we all have things that we'd like to see done better. You know what I'm saying? Or done different, I would say, because who knows what better is. But it's unfortunate to be a male in those kind of circumstances, right, where your kids can't even come with you for Father's Day, or they denying you access to your children, right? All this game I got to be able to pass it down just in conversation with them. He came at me about his homeboy on the game. I schooled him for 25 minutes behind that. Now, son, look, you got to think. Like my little boy, my youngest son one day, he done start peeping, though. You see what I'm saying? But he on his Nintendo Switch. They got plenty of shit in there. The new shit, everything, man. I take pride in making sure that they comfortable when they come with daddy. I always know, right? Now, dude wasn't playing when we were little. It'll make sense. But, he on his Nintendo Switch. They meet somebody. Dude tell him, He on Fortnite. Dude tell him, I'm going to gift you a whole bunch of skins. Yeah, I got them for you. My son bite the bait. So what he do is he say, send me your account. I'm going to load them up on your account. They young, six, seven years old, so they ain't knowing. So I think it's some kind of way he can press something. It'll send you a code. And then if you give him the code, he got your account now. So he ended up giving him the code. Took the account. But my little boy, they're like, damn, something I don't think. Yeah, he come and get me. Dad, what up? He got, my friend just told me. He didn't come like he getting over on me. He come to run it by me. See, this is where the game come in at. He didn't come understanding that they got me. But he come to run it by me. He come to run that by me, man. I don't know. It didn't. I don't know if that was. So he come tell me, Dad, guess what? What's up, man? Man, my friend just got my account. He about to load up some skins for me. He got your account now. He can gift the skin. Boom, I go in there. Now, I'm the one set everything up. So before he can change it, I hurry up and send a reset password and get it back. But I schooled him for 35 minutes behind that. Right? I said, now, you got to do your risk versus reward. Now, I give you money every couple days about some Fortnite skin. Look how many skins you already got. You risking that for two skins? This how I'm breaking him down, though. Now, look, you got 45, 50, 60 skins. You risking that for two skins if it don't go right. I always remember, right? So it let me go down that path. And if you're not fortunate enough to be able to have those type of interactions with your child, especially if you're equipped with some game, that's going to hurt him. He need that. That's food for your soul, is breathing life into some understanding, breathing life into problem solving. That's what I'm around my children for outside the financial. That's overstood, right? But I'm talking about, I got to breathe life into your problem solver. I got to start helping you understand how to break shit down when you're young. So as you get older, you do the risk assessment. Then you understand, what is it worth? What does it cost? All these things you understand. You know what I'm saying? Because you was around the big one, your big daddy. He was in there teaching us, breaking us down. You know what I'm saying? But she came back, man, and let's see what she said.
$95,000, and he up here talking about it's about money. Antoine, I been had a house. Both of my cars is paid. You know what they could have did? I could have went into preterm labor if I was weak. But I know the truth. And the facts are the facts. So at the end of the day, for you and your wife to do that for a check for love and hip hop, that is sad. And Mona, baby, you don't even have a storyline, baby, with them two without me. You don't even have a storyline. And at the end of the day, baby, I don't need it. Because I'm blessed and highly favored without that. You feel me?
And let me say this too, what I always find interesting. Let's look at the approaches just in that short amount of time. And somebody correct me if I'm wrong and help me understand why I fell off at. He came out for the most part talking about the children, but he did mention the girl. So I'm gonna address this to both. I'm gonna address this to both sides, you know, male, female, whatever you identify as. I'm gonna address this to all of us. I've always wondered, how did your mate feel about you going live about the next person? So you just get to go live about some other guy and just go off, or you get to go live about some other broad and just talk about her, and you got to want, like, what? Yo, y'all don't be like, you don't never feel like you lending that a little too much energy? On that gram, though, like, I'm not going live about nobody else's gal, or I hope nobody don't go live about mine. You wasting your time. You feel what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So it's an overstanding on certain things, but I've always wondered, How do you just get to get up on your Facebook or Instagram and just go live about somebody that you ain't no longer with? Whether that's bashing them. I've seen people go live and celebrate people. And I just find it interesting. I know they say, you know, it's like, I ain't even saying like, if do your thing if it's your thing. But I'm just like, what part of the game is this? Your mate don't feel no way about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man, but she come right out going right at him. You owe me money, such and such and such. But then again, like I just said, she defending herself. She's like, hold up, you went on the gram, bitch. Such and such. You know what I'm saying?
And then he had the audacity to say, I'm mad he's flourishing. Antoine, you didn't have not one show before the pandemic. Now all of a sudden you get a PPP loan for $144,000. That man owe me $95,000 and he up here talking about it's about money. Antoine, I been had a house. Dollars. I'm jealous of you flourishing. How am I mad? I would think a man who get $144,000. You mad at him. Y'all want to know why he's really mad at me? He mad at me because he went to court to get his child support lowered in December. And the judge told him that he had to catch up on the money that he owed first before it could be lowered. So when we had to turn in our financial affidavits, he put that he only had $2,500 to his name. So, as y'all know, PPP loans, he has no employees, y'all. That's the thing. I think that's why he made.
Damn. Yeah, we going police, ain't it? See, that's what I'm saying. That's why sometimes you don't poke the bell, because they said to go. She said that man got a PPP loan and don't got no employees. I just find it crazy, man. This fucked up, man. Like, you got a woman, man, that you used to love, man, that you got kids with, that's doing all this on their gram. And get what? You know they doing serious time, and that might really spark an investigation. You know, so hopefully got their paperwork right. If anything do look crazy, boy, this probably ain't going to. You see what I'm saying? You got to pay attention to those things, man. But I just don't like none of that, though. You know what I'm saying? Rapper against rapper, that's one thing. You know, and then, but y'all got children, or y'all used to like each other. Like, y'all got to chill with all that. I just find that to be unattractive, unappealing, unnecessary, and irresponsible. Let's get the Trick Daddy. And let's kind of get into Trick Daddy. For those of you that don't know, Trick Daddy made some disparaging comments about Beyonce, saying that she cannot sing. Also spoke on Jay-Z. And I'll get into the relationship with the South and Jay-Z, especially those kind of guys like Trick and all of those guys. I'll get into that. But let's listen to some of the audio.
They fucking with her because she see money. Beyonce ain't trying to give back the music and none of that. Beyonce don't write music, and Betty could sing her motherfuckers. So Beyonce can't sing.
I don't like Beyonce.
Okay. She definitely can't sing.
I don't know why they be thinking she
can
sing. They just.
Man, I watched my godmama train Beyonce, give her vocal lessons all her career, man. Beyonce can't.
All she do is holler.
Listen, Beyonce can sing, but she not roll like that.
I'm gonna say my unpopular opinion right now. Beyonce is to R&B what Jay-Z is to New York. That's why they together. Jay-Z ain't never won the greatest rapper alive. Whoever put him on a level of that. New York lost Biggie. They needed a hero. They wanted to be the mega of hip-hop, and they just handed it over to Jay-Z. You go back and you do the history of record sales and all that.
Oh, Jay-Z is Michael.
Man, DMX was doing 10, 15 million albums, man.
Oh, definitely,
because
it definitely wasn't no damn Jay-Z.
But don't people,
remember Jay-Z like, changed his name 3-4 times.
So did.
Yeah, yeah.
The first time y'all ever heard of Jay-Z, he got on a record with some niggas from down south called Big Pimpin'.
Yeah.
No, I heard him on the hard read.
Yeah.
And y'all, they'll tell y'all right now, oh, that's Jay-Z song. And you'll go Google and they'll say, yeah, it's Jay-Z song. Right?
The South put him on.
But they ain't gonna tell you Jay-Z bought the motherfucker song after the bitch got big.
Mm. That's UGK song, man.
Yep,
and, that ain't, nothing about that record. It's no East Coast New York record. Nothing about that.
Nothing.
And what? And then at that time, what East Coast nigga came and got a nigga from the South to do a record with him, man?
Right.
But we gotta fuck around for that at least. That's up for a little bit. That's kind of hard. That's hard though.
Now you can't tell what nigga from. All them niggas sound like us in the South now.
Yep.
You can't, I swear to God, niggas ain't got, only niggas still got their little accent is Detroit and a few Cali niggas.
And the Baltimore niggas.
And you can tell the Baltimore niggas, Morley on conversation. New York niggas be saying fuck nigga and pussy nigga like, those is Miami words, first of all. Pussy asshole, ain't nobody ever said pussy asshole in New York.
Nah, they don't even talk like that though.
That part.
They talk about their mother.
They mother.
So that was Trick Daddy speaking about Jay-Z and a little bit about Beyonce. It's always been an interesting situation if you've been a fan of the culture and you've watched the Jay-Z glow up type situation and how that intertwined with the South and how it was received from the South, right? So first, you know, I always like to tell people, a lot of times it's less about what's being said and more about who's saying it. You got to look at who's saying this. This is Trick Daddy. You got to remember, it's certain people still in the game, still around, that look at Jay-Z, they remember Jay-Z when he was competition to them. You know what I'm saying? Now he's flourished in a way that we've never seen, and that goes without anybody ignoring. But some of them old heads, some of them Trick Daddies of the world, them Jay Princes of the world, them Birdmans, them people that the Master P's, you know, they got of course a huge amount of respect for him and admiration for him. But they remember him as competition. The young boys know him as the dude that's cutting the checks and getting the checks cut. Same with Diddy. So you got to look at who's saying these things. And I think he's 100% wrong saying Beyonce can't sing. Beyonce is well versed in this game, man. She can do everything at a high level. When we talk about R&B, you know, we know where she stands. She, in my opinion, she stand at the top of the mountain. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I think something's there with Trick and some of those guys, because they, again, they know Jay and them from that part of the game. They know him when he was checking in, asking for the ball. They know him when he was, you know, scoring 10 and that was a good game for him. Now 50's regular for him, but they remember him as his rookie year. They was around. You see what I'm saying? And some people, they won't let that go. Hey, man, I'm a boss now, man. I'm a boss now. You know what I'm saying? But he remembers them as competition. He remembers them to have the jersey on. You know, a lot of us know them to own the team. You see what I'm saying? Some people know Michael Jordan, the ball player. Some people know Michael Jordan, the team owner. Some people know Jay-Z the rapper. Some people know Jay-Z the businessman, which lends itself to half of the reason we love him. He's been able to go in and out. Some people know Sean Combs. Some people know P. Diddy. Some people know Puff Daddy. See what I'm saying? Some people know Looney. Some people know Big Loon. This how this go. Some people know Yo Gotti when he was saying Yo Gotti. Some people know CMG. So these things are, it's natural to evolve. But sometimes your haters and your naysayers, they won't let go to what they thought this was. Or what they thought their standards would be. What they thought you would be. What they thought you would, how far they thought you would go when you overcome that. So in a, it, so sometimes it's, it ain't no way he doing that. I never saw him being able to do that. Who helping him, man? Something about that. Something ain't right. Who doing that for him, man? Ain't no way, man. I know him. He ain't done that much. Have he done that? Well, man, they said he done this and that. Man, you sure? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes your hater just won't buy it. It gets to a point where they can't deny it, but sometimes they just hate the bad. And you know when you looking at a hater, man, listen, dog, I've elevated, huh? I used to work for you. I used to work for y'all. I told you what I was, man. Look at me now. Used to look down on me. Now I won't let you look at me at all. You know, I was rough around the edges, but I understood what I was, you know, I understood the journey. I understood what I needed to do, what I needed to make happen. That's never been lost on me. I played worker. To catch a fool, you got to play a fool. So I played worker. I played dumb boy. A lot of people see these podcasts now and never knew I knew this much. I played dumb. That's the only way you can survive. Don't let them know nothing and act like you don't know nothing. For real, they going for that much now? Man, for real, they doing that? No, I don't know nothing about that. See, some people remember Jay-Z when Pac was going at him. There's old tapes and records where Pac was trying to cut Jay down. He saw him on the rise. He was trying to cut him down. See, Pac was smart. He was trying to come through that north and chop trees down that he saw trying to blossom the Mob Deeps. He was going at a mob. I'm going to destroy y'all economy with this rap around here. Y'all ain't going to make nothing. But he was putting them in a situation to be like, he was cutting at them. And he was the big dog then. And a lot of people, especially them old people, when they see that R.I.P. Big and Smalls, when they see that happen to Biggie, they try to say that, but Jay took this somewhere bigger than taking. Unfortunate, man, I got to respect the hustle. When you talk about rapping, I really don't share that. When I first started rapping, and I never told nobody this, I keep this for my documentary. But when I first started rapping, I listened to Blueprint 3 over and over and over and studied it. Like, how is he? What is this about? Oh, okay, okay. You know, I'm trying to figure out what is he doing? You know what I'm saying? And I got it. And it took a lot. But I'll get into more of my documentaries exactly what I did and show you. I still got the proof that this is what really, really took place. Like, but some of them old South dudes, they look at it a little different. I just wonder what Rick Ross stand. Does Rick Ross make a call like, homie, we can't chop homie down. He running with the flag for the rapper, if nothing else. That's the ceiling as of right now. Everything Ross doing, he's spinning off. Boom, I'm over here with the Wingstop. Boom, over here with the Bel Air. Boom, I'm over here. So he putting his game down. That's how you know who a student of the game is. That's what you're going to see Loon doing. That's what you see P doing. It's what you see some of these people just good in music because that's really they done got lucky. And they just learned the music business. But a real hustler, you're going to see him start. Look at Boosie. Boosie over here, over there. Man, some of these dudes. They hustling, and that's what it's about doing. That's the game I'm putting down. You can't just be a one-trick pony. Ain't nothing dangerous than having an idea, except only having one idea. The only thing more dangerous than having an idea is having one idea. you'll catch that some other time. This the kind of stuff, you see what I'm saying? But when you look at it, you say, man, this how you hustle. This what you got to do. They putting the blueprint down. You just need access to some audience and information. You going to show them. And you going to spin off and do something they weren't thinking about. And inspire another 5,000 youngsters to get on. Some from the Bay, some from New York, two over here, three over there. You understand? You touching people across the country, across the world. That's how this thing work. And that's why we need a better ecosystem. Don't none make this much money with this little bit of structure that he got. Everybody talk about the labels. They really the ones operating with the most structure. That's why they get the bust you over top of the head, because they got everything's checked off. But this is the NBA for us, NFL for us, when we got to treat it like such. This changing lives, and it's producing millionaires every year. Black people. Dangerous. This is a dangerous thing that we're a part of. But when we hear Trick Daddy speak about that, and I disagree with the Beyonce take. I think it's unfortunate he feels that way. So many records out that, hey man, my old lady might put one of them records on, and hey man, I enjoy this record. You hear me? Based on the circumstances surrounding what's going on with this record on, you know, I got to kind of rate this thing because I'm doing this a certain way with no help. Got to watch what I'm saying to coincide the requirements. So just rock with me, right? But if one of these songs is playing and my old lady get in a vibe every time she going to this record, you got to know I'm rocking with this. You see what I'm saying? And Beyonce done put her in that mold, as well as I done seen her daughter dance to the songs on live performance. So these things happen. These is Beyonce records doing this. I can't see why somebody say she can't sing. You know what I'm saying? Without it being some ill will there that I just can't really peep out what it's about, outside of looking at Jay-Z like competition. You know what I'm saying? Still. You know what I mean? And approaching it from that standpoint, it's been a fucked up, it's been a real bad relationship with the South and the North, because we waited so long to get in. They were disrespecting us, calling us, you talk slow. They tell me that now, some people. And I just instantly tell them, man, if I talk so slow, what you doing on here? You shouldn't be watching me if I talk too slow for you, should it? I think they say less about me and more about you. You got a problem with me, but you watch me. Is you a weirdo, or am I tripping? I think something wrong with you, ain't it? You got an issue with something you see, but yet you keep putting your eyes on it. Who the dummy here? Because I come here to do a job. I come here to put some game down, hope they pick some game up. I come here to put some game down and hope they pick some game up. You come here to tell me what's wrong with me and stay here to go back and forth with the person. Like, I just find you dudes weird. And so what I do is I dismiss them and let them know you don't have to worry about seeing this one no more. We got thousands of people that like this here, and we're going to cater to them. It's important that you understand that, and it's important that you don't never see this again. So I get with you at some other point. You know. But let's hear some more that Trick was talking about.
Sons and gods. Yeah. They religious. They be saying son and God. They religious. That's religious, ain't it? They ain't, but now they sound just like us on the record. It's a lot of shit that they do that I just hate. Like, for him, like when it comes to Nipsey Hussle, everybody in Cali always felt like that by Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle sold records on, we just didn't know him like that.
He was like,
because it got to the, because he wasn't rapping about how much jewelry, how much money I got. I want to fuck your girlfriend.
And Nipsey would motivate a nigga to get that money.
Right, yeah. And that, you understand? So they never, we gonna put them in the forefront. But the good thing about the West Coast, it's enough of them motherfuckers packed over there on that West Coast. They can support each other, right, and sell, right, more records, right, than they'll sell if they came out and try to just be big all over the country.
Right.
Right, they got that. Niggas like the nigga Tech Nine and all them, man. Them niggas bro. Rich as fuck over there in the West Coast. We don't know damn song. Bruh, Tech Nine.
Hey.
Dog,
E-42.
Tech Nine, now, boy. They don't know about Tech
Nine. Man, Tech Nine been Tech going nine, platinum for 20 years, nine, nigga. That nigga done been on concerts with me when I'm out there. I done did concerts with 70,000, 80,000.
Not from the West Coast, though, Trey. He's from Kansas.
But they talked to him on the West Coast.
Over there.
Yeah.
They pump
him over there.
They
pump him
over there.
They fuck with him.
They play him over there, though.
They been playing him on the West Coast since he came out.
Good morning, y'all.
Long time ago.
Good morning.
That's the thing about the West Coast. They always...
So basically, and I guess that's all that he said. That was my first time hearing it, you know what I'm saying? So let me address this. Because I see this on Gossip in the City's page. I didn't even know this was going on. Joe Budden removed his video portion of his podcast off all platforms outside of Patreon behind a paywall. Number one, he was forced to do this because Rory and Maul, the numbers were looking crazy, which when you go into negotiation, you want to leave with those deal points in that place. Like, oh, when I was on YouTube, I was getting 4 million views a week or whatever. Because if it continues to go down, because they're playing this little game with me, that hurts my negotiation. So let's remove that. Let's get behind the paywall. Let's then squeeze that other 10% of fans that like us behind this paywall to get this content. Quarter Lab will make sure that no one uploads it on YouTube and keeps their channel. And so he removed it off of the platform. Now people are on, I guess this is Twitter, going at him like, yo, bro, I appreciate the YouTube drops. Come on, son. He said, nah, I'm clearing energy. I'm cool still. And then he said, go where you appreciate it with an emoji. Somebody said, where's the YouTube visual, Joseph? He said, I got time today. YouTube was always a visibility play. I have no business with them and didn't when the show was at its peak. Your fanfare is admirable, but the people that are doing business right in your face. Because somebody said, Cap, Rory and Maul kicking your behind. Because we see the numbers. It's really disparaging to see. I really think it hurts his heart, dog. Some people are starting to run off with the audience, and the audience take their side, and they're trying. And it almost look like they're tearing me down while they're doing it. But you get behind the paywall, you take all your business behind the paywall, and then you live there. You see what I'm saying? You just live behind that wall. He said all the unexpected wealth gain has a lot of people in a frenzy, but it's not a focused frenzy. These YouTube people are taking nine-figure deals hourly for everything, meaning that if you got a popping gaming channel, they give you nine figures. You got to pop in this, they giving you nine figures. But they capitalizing off the fan base of Joe now. But trust me, that's a well-oiled machine, that YouTube thing. That thing going to still keep going. People are getting 20 million and up for exclusive video rights, and y'all talking about YouTube numbers. This is also where you got to know the game. Again, I just told you why he would have interest in doing that. But when you look at me, this is a visibility play. We got to build the audience. We know what to do with the audience when we build the audience, right? We got to build the visual audience, build the audio audience, build the Patreon audience, build the subscription-based audience. You know what I'm saying? Build the merch audience. We build all these audiences, and then we know what to do with them. And then what goes out comes, what goes in goes right back out, you know, to make sure this is a well-oiled machine. But Rory and Maul still takes from the value as they remain in them spots, because his fans will just watch them, but that's one a week. They're going to miss Joe. I also was saying, I want to clear this up, because I know the fans see me in some of these, on some of these forums, like, because I first come in and just put It's Up There Podcast is here on whatever I'm watching. And then I might make a comment on there, some in the fans that go back and forth with me. But when I seen Rory Maul episode 2, it's editing being done now, number one, but it's good. But number two, I said, you know what? This is a good conversation, right? They're flowing. But then when you click on Joe's, is more engaging. So they're missing something, but they're doing great, and they got a cool little thing going, but they missing that character of Joe that kind of led the ship, that had the voice that was when everybody over there like this, and then he comes in with the, you see what I'm saying? It just kept the show in a place where you can respect the camaraderie, right? Everybody brought something of their own. And I'm not sure if this is a sustainable numbers that Rory and Maul are doing. I think it's important they capitalize ASAP. And I already see mistakes that they're doing. That if they hire me, I'll right now and show them an extra six figures in their business right now, today. You understand? Changing nothing that they're doing, just adding to it, because I see the game from a different set of eyes, you know? But Joe is leaving YouTube so he can use that in his negotiations from a standpoint that it was $2 million a week. And then, boom, we gone. Since our departure from YouTube, we've had such and such a week. No, you don't want it to get too low. That's dumb. Just put it behind the paywall, serve your real people. Keep it like that, you know what I'm saying? But I just wonder what Maul and them going to do. It's interesting to see because, again, this was the point I was making. When I first said, I said, damn, Maul and them is having a great pod. They killing that Joe, because couple Joe pods is just like, it ain't striking me yet. It's like Ish won't let him get his pod thing going. Sometimes they interrupt him. They interrupt each other. It's like it's they got to iron some things out. But then I looked at one of the latest episodes and said, okay, this is a good one. They're doing better. But Rory and Maul, that chemistry that they had was a hell of a thing. And that's why I've been talking about it. You know, one of the biggest podcasts. I also watch Wallow and Gilly podcast. I watched the one where they had their girls on there. And I said, man, these dudes is really road dogs. Like, these dudes really is homies, man. I respect that more than anything, man. You know, brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? Brotherhood, like, being there for each other, being right there, making money together, splitting it, whatever they doing, everybody seem to be happy. They women seem to honor them. They next to him, holding him down. Like, nah, I always knew he had something. He would always tell me certain little things, something different about him. You know, it's just good to see black dudes being in this space thriving. I'm a fan of everybody. I'm just critical of the information that's being given now because I'm on the other side of any corporate backing. So mistakes cost me from a different perspective. I want to talk about the T-Pain situation. So T-Pain said that when he was at the prime of his career, he ended up on a plane with Usher. Usher called him back there. You know, the flight attendant told him Usher wanted to holler at him. You know, he went back there to holler at Usher. Usher told him, hey, man, you really done messed music up, man. Like, you really responsible for ruining music. And T-Pain said he was distraught and depressed after that for 4 years. We never discount mental health. As we know, mental health is important. Try to work on our own, you know, at various times in our life. But I want to say T-Pain didn't mess music up. T-Pain was making actually good music. Now what T-Pain did was broke the barriers down, because the sound was much more polished before T-Pain hit the scene. When T-Pain hit the scene, now there's a plug in there where you can get your voice like this. Uh-oh, here come the floodgates of all the young black creators out the hood, and the NBA young boys, and the little oozes, the futures, all these folk coming, the babies, everybody coming. Like, you got to deal with the regular guy now that can really rap and come from the street, because now it don't got a sound. We don't know how to work melodyne. We don't got to know how to stack the vocals and pitch correct them and all of that to make it sound like perfect. And then Usher might as well had told him, man, you changed the game to something I really couldn't do. I mean, I can do it, but they ain't gonna know me for doing it. They already know me for doing this. So when I dribble over there, they gonna contribute it to that wave that's already over there versus me over here. I stand out with my own little 1-2. Now you got to be good with this over here because it's a whole bunch of this with the auto-tune over here. So if you jump in this area over here, you better be talking about something. And I don't know, man. He said he was depressed. Like, I kind of understand that Usher is a big name in the game and a staple in hip-hop and music. It's like, so if he say something to you, you kind of take it to heart, like, damn, dude told me I wasn't nothing, man. He at the top of the R&B game told me I was really trash. And now I got to deal with that. But, man, when I go home and my house is sitting on 10 acres, man, I got to trust my eyes. I keep saying, at my new slogan, you better trust your eyes, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, if I go home and my house on 10 acres and it's 10,000 square feet and it got a guest house that's 3,000 square feet back here with the pool, the golf course, and the heated tub and the heated spa and the, man, I don't know, Usher. I might not have missed music, huh? You know what I'm saying? Because, man, I'm eating like a, you know what I'm saying? So I just think, man, you can't, that's what I find it kind of interesting, you know, but I'm starting to kind of understand that mental health is more than just feeling bad about yourself. Like, mental health sometimes can be being stuck in a situation, right? Far as, like, you kind of in the same little routine, you don't break out of it. You can be dealing with depression like that. You see what I'm saying? So it's different ways to deal with things, right? So I don't know how deep he was saying that he was depressed. I do know that he was saying he was depressed, you know what I'm saying, for 4 years. A lot of people, you know, I see people getting upset when they see more and more people jumping this content game, bro. This is just what it's going to be. You better get your book thing together. Y'all better do more than just Google New York Times and just copy what they say. Y'all better really get your game together. You know what I'm saying? And really be talking about something. You know what I mean? Also, Britney Spears, man. I'm going to move out of that topic and talk about Britney Spears because this is an interesting situation. Britney Spears documentary just dropped, and there's been some things that came out about it that's really, really crazy that we got to really take a look at. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm getting this from the LA Times. The article reads, Britney Spears says parents won't let her remove her IUD. Is this even legal? So they're questioning, is it even legal that you're telling my doctors that I can't go and take an IUD or IED, what is it? IUD? Or IUD out of me. How you gonna tell me I can't take something out of me? I wanna have a child. You know what I'm saying? How is you going to do that? But that's when you let them play with them games. That's when you let them play with that sign over your rights to me and I got your best interest and all your stuff is in my name. And a person to act a certain way for a long time to get you to do that. Once you do that, ain't no undoing that. Whatever they say, if they say right now, Lord knows, put him in a crazy house. You'd be like, hey, no, hey, yo, I'm good. No, don't put him in no crazy. Put him in the crazy, and they get access to everything that belong to you. This how this work when they put a certain stigma, a certain name on you. That's just part of the game. So when she's going through something, because human beings don't supposed to have that much human interaction that famous people have. This isn't a normal thing. This is a king. It was designated people back in the day that had that much attention at one time, like kings and stuff like that. You got people that can't go shopping in out of the 50 states, 34 of those states. They can't do nothing by themselves in those states without being bum rushed. There's about 5 or 6 states that's almost rural areas that they got to go live in or go to just to be able to walk around normal. You see what I'm saying? And so that ain't a normal thing. That does something to your mental health. You're not mentally in a I ain't gonna say good or bad place, in a what's considered normal place to have that much human interaction. Whether that's people saying you great, you're not, you the worst thing that happened, or you the best thing since sliced bread, whatever that they may be saying, is too much for one person. And so when people act a certain way because it's coming at a pace that they didn't anticipate, and then they start to act outside their character, and then they let them hit them with that crazy, it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing for someone with so much money. You know, when you got so much paper, when you got a whole bunch of money, and then they done hit you with the crazy, that means somebody else get to control everything you built. And let's say I spaz out for a month, 2 months, 3 months. I go grab the Bible. I get back with God. I get right. 6 months, man, I'm better than I ever been. They give me my stuff back. Nah, they won't. What they tend to do is put you on some medicine that won't allow you to fight out. You can't fight through that because it does something to your brain. It does something to your brain. It takes some of that creative juice and squeeze it all out. When they give you certain little pills, they take all your creative juices and the juices that make you want to move around and do this and do that, and it squeezes it all out. You know what I'm saying? So Britney Spears says, I wanted to take the IUD out so I could start trying to have another baby, but they don't want me to have any more children. So basically, they're doing me way more harm than good. I deserve to have a life. Like, this is crazy. This is crazy. And Planned Parenthood came out and support her right to make her own informed choice. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy, man. It says, my understanding is they have the ability to direct financial and medical decisions of the person under the care. And so in order for this to be legal, they would have to make a claim that controlling her reproduction impacts her financial well-being, or it's a medical decision. And I think they could make those arguments, but it still seems like an incredible overreach of the decision-making power that has control over her estate. This is crazy, bro. This is crazy. And you mean to tell me y'all think this is a normal thing we got going on? I keep telling y'all, this system thing is a game. They just let a dude that killed, allegedly, because I, you know, whatever, but the Ronnie O'Neal guy, man, the boy, they say the boy killed his wife, killed the little girl, tried to kill the son. They had him cross-examining the son. The mental health of the little boy ain't come in question at one time. The system is dirty. That same system will lock me up for 6 months if I go broke and can't send nothing through there. That same system will tell me when I try to stand up and say, well, Yana, I ain't got no job yet, but I'm willing to watch the child. Well, now you got to have a job because we really, really are about the best interest of the child. So y'all in this same courtroom, y'all ain't about the best interest of the child. Y'all let this dude cross-examine. Y'all in this same courtroom, y'all telling this woman that she can't take an IUD out of herself, her own body, because somebody got control over her medical decisions. How do you get control over my medical decisions? I see if my mind ain't running right. Like, let's say I'm getting old and I'm starting to flash in and out. I really don't know what I'm doing. I keep hollering I want to go home and all this. You know, certain times these things, they get delusional, right, in those circumstances. But how am I a well-bodied person with the ability to make this money, but I don't have the ability to control any of it? And then now y'all got me under some weird court order in this crazy system that allows them to tell me I can't take a IUD out of my body that's causing me not to have children. I'm not trying to harm anybody. I'm not trying to tell you to put nothing in your... I'm trying to take something out of my own body, and they telling me no. And we still honor this system. This system is flawed, man. This system is super flawed. It's unfortunate. It's crazy flawed. Like, unheard of. But I want to revisit the Britney Spears situation, man, simply because as I thought about it more, this is done to regular people a lot too when finances is involved. But in this game, to become a multimillionaire, you have to turn your regular self into a brand. When you turn your regular self into a brand, that's when they let this word interest creep into the conversation. Meaning we've invested in what y'all know to be Britney Spears, but what we know to be on the business side is someone that makes us a certain amount of money each month, each year. There's millions of dollars attached to the likeness of Britney Spears. And one slip, they work their way in. But all young podcasters, young rappers, period, podcasters, period, creators, in the entertainment space, you got to ask yourself, are you ready for what this game is willing to give you? You know, they say good swimmers drown. You know, so sometimes it's less about what you do and more about what you're up against and the decisions that you make. But it's a slimy game, man. It's a space that we really don't, as humans, man, we really don't need to be in. But it's attached to some money that I want, so it has me in the situation to be involved with it. You know what I'm saying? I also want to talk about the TikTokers going on strike. The black creators on TikTok. Shout out to the black creators on TikTok. I want to speak about them going on strike. And ever since they went on strike, it seemed like the dances done got a real vanilla.
The evidence is going to show that we are under some of the
It done got real vanilla. It's like people really now can't come up with nothing. But that's the thing about this game. It's blood suckers in this game. Some of these people so thirsty for this game, they'll do anything to get in. This is just at the forefront. They just blatantly taking your creative stuff and they redoing it. See, it's offensive when you go to a creator and you try to copy what they doing. Word for word or setup for setup or whatever it may be. You gotta be inspired but not a carbon copy. There's a difference there. And sometimes there's confusion and it's misinterpreted. A lot of people's comprehension skills are very low. So they think it's flattering that they want to be like you. They don't understand that that's almost offensive. It's like, home, turn that down some. Turn you up some. Turn me down in your verse some. Turn you up in your verse some. Or turn me down in your part some. And turn you up in your part. You know, there's things involved with this game, man. It's just interesting. But they'll come get everything from you. Man, they'll take it all. They'll come get it. Blood suckers. And won't offer nothing for it. And then when they get there, they say, look how far I've came. And there's people in the background like, yo, you got that from me. You took that from there. You took. In some weird way, they think that's flattering or that's some sort of, nah, we want the money the same way everybody else want the money. So if you want to look like me, you got to hire me. All the real connections I got, I came at them saying, let me hire you. Whether or not they took the money or not, that's on them. But I'm saying, I understood that the game ain't that, you know, it's tasteless. But when money gets involved, desperation kicks in and people will do anything. People will do anything, man. So, you know, I want to give a shout out to the black TikTokers, man, and what they doing, and just on a creative standpoint. Let's pay everybody equally. Let's all get a shot at it. Let's all take it down through there and see what we can get out of it. It's important to share this thing, especially when we at the forefront of it. You see what I'm saying? Just like in pod, you see dudes, hey, man, you know what going on this side of the podcast world? Pay homage in all hunters. You see what I mean? So I just think it's important to let these companies know, too, now cut these checks. Let's do business the right way. Or you're going to have bland dances, and it ain't going to go as far because the blacks ain't doing them kind of dances. The whites, y'all might still can tap in, too. But when the black people make a dance, they make a dance that the blacks and the whites can do. This is where you see the value. When the white people do a TikTok dance, they do a TikTok dance most time that white people can do. When the black people do a TikTok dance, they do a dance that whites, blacks, Africans, Asians, all these races would enjoy doing. Some kind of way it's a little more yeah in it. You know, we got a little more seasoning on us. So what we do is going to have a certain level of connection with the people, man, and that's just how it is. The circumstances created certain things, man. You can't imitate them. Unfortunate. What you meant for bad in certain areas turn out to be good. And we've been placed in a fortunate position to be able to capitalize off the creativity of the black people and all of us, you know, in conjunction with each other is what the culture is. It's what modern day pop culture is. You understand me? So it's important to tap in with all that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's important to tap in with all that. If you listening, shout out. It's Up There Podcast, another episode. We'll be back next week. We appreciate everybody that's locked in, man. Go.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.